WPGW AM and FM, Portland.
And a very pleasant good afternoon from the Fortsight Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm Rob Weaver with the Fort Recovery High School commencement exercise for the class of 2019. 65 young people will be graduating from Fort Recovery High School here this afternoon. Our broadcast is being made possible in part by these following wonderful community-minded sponsors, including K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. Also, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency in downtown Fort Recovery. Also, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, proud to have served the Fort Recovery community for more than 100 years, Fort Recovery Lumber. Our broadcast of the Fort Recovery commencement also being brought to you by the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banda on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banda would love to be your family's dentist, the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banda. Also being brought to you by Eric Judy at Judy's Landscaping, Eric Judy and his family and staff, again at Judy's Landscaping north of Fort Recovery on Route 49. Also brought to you by the St. Henry Bank. See the St. Henry Bank for all of your financial services. They're located in both St. Henry and also Maria Stein. Also brought to you by the Mercer County Electric Company. They have their office in Fort Recovery, providing farmers, businesses, also industries with the finest in electrical service and electrical products, Mercer County Electric. Also brought to you by the Home Idea Center in Fort Recovery. Again, check them out on the web at ehomeidea.com, the Home Idea Center in Fort Recovery. They'd love to help you remodel a room of your home. Also brought to you by Calp Pharmacy, with locations in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum, and in Indiana, in Bern, Indiana, and Union City, Indiana. Calp Pharmacy with the finest in pharmaceutical services. Also brought to you by Steve Vore and his staff at Vore's Welding and Steel. Vore's Welding and Steel on Highway 49, just north of Fort Recovery. Brought to you by the Fort Recovery Industries. Fort Recovery Industries, a family-owned and operated business with the finest in employment opportunities. And they have a lot of summer employment opportunities available right now, both part-time and full-time, Fort Recovery Industries. Also brought to you by Pack-A-Sack, your Pack-A-Sack convenience stores, including here in Fort Recovery. That's Pack-A-Sack. The students continuing to walk in here at the Fortsight Fieldhouse. Let's listen to the band as the final few graduates approach the chairs that they'll be graduating in here in 2019.
Remove your hats and bow your heads. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to gather here today. Over the past 13 years, you have looked out for the class of 2019. Through your help, we have become the young men and women that we are today. We thank you for the blessings you have given us through our education journey thus far. We ask that you bless us as we enter this commencement ceremony and on the journey that our life will take my classmates and I. As this chapter in our lives close, we know many new chapters will open, with good times as well as hardships. Lord, we pray that these students take the values taught to them by the wonderful community and display them elsewhere in the world. Values such as family, friendship, trustworthiness, strong work ethic, love for fellow man, and willingness to help out a random stranger in need. We pray all these things in your Son Christ's most precious name. Amen.
That was Reagan Greasup, the class secretary, giving the invocation.
And a special thank you to class secretary Reagan Greasup I would like to welcome all of you to the commencement exercises of the class of 2019. We would like to start today's program by inviting our valedictorian Cassie Poppelman and salutatorian Kayla Lennertz to join us on the stage. It is my pleasure to introduce your 2019 valedictorian, Cassie Poppelman.
Today is the day. In the next few minutes, each one of us graduates will be walking out of school with our diplomas in hand. It may be a little surprising, but we actually did it. This will be our last memory of high school. And before we go, I would like to look back on our memories from the last 4 years so this final memory may be just as fun as our time together. High school was a blur of cheering. I will never forget the roar in the Ohio State Stadium as our football team became state champions on our freshman year. I believe that season was the most united our community has ever been. And for a month straight, everyone was either talking about the past games or making predictions for the future ones. In the following 3 years, from basketball games to FFA week, the cheering didn't stop. That is, until the seniors' last ride around the school. After that, the cheering transitioned into the suspense before summer, and this year we were finally able to join those seniors, driving off onto the road of life. Graduates, as you travel along that road, I can assure you you'll come across a few work ahead signs, but yeah, we sure hope it does. And if it is too difficult to get past those signs alone, I encourage you to look back on the education that school brought you. However, there are two types of education. One is how to make a living, but the other one that school taught us is how to live. Knowing that the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell will certainly be very important in our futures, but that's not the kind of knowledge I want you to look back on for help. Our high school experience has taught us many life lessons. Not only did school teach us how to restrain ourselves from fighting over a muffin, but high school has also taught us how to get through life with less stress about the little things in life. Like in our sophomore geometry class, where we learned that the most important thing in life is passing, not the 40-plus homework assignments you didn't do. Because apparently you can pass a class without doing any homework, so long as you can ace every test and exam you take the rest of the year. As nice as it may sound to neglect your work and still pass, I don't recommend doing so in the future, as it's a pretty easy way to get in trouble with your boss. I also don't recommend being gullible, especially when it comes to serenading a room full of people. After only a few minutes, our world history class once convinced a boy to sing "Don't Stop Believing" into a microphone. Little did he know the recording was supposed to be for the radio, and he was actually just supposed to say his name. If he didn't learn not to believe everything people say from that experience, then I hope he at least learned not to have the people turn around while he sings. I can't believe that the fun times of messing around with our classmates, our family, is over. It seems like just yesterday we were singing the cleanup song in Mrs. Coffle's art class, or accidentally falling into the trash cans at the middle school. If only we knew how much our lives would change when it was all over. Soon we will each wake up to a totally different life. To college, work, or even the military. Hopefully, our futures will bring bigger and better things, and I hope each of you gives your best in life. Just make sure to take a few reality checks here and there before you drill not one, but six holes into a table. It may seem silly, but that's life, isn't it? At least that's what life must be like dealing with a whole bunch of teenagers. You turn your back for 1 second, and one student drank part of their chemistry lab. Or, better yet, another student broke their leg from the extremely dangerous game of sharks and minnows. Teaching us teenagers must be very difficult, yet the teachers and administration here at Fort Recovery have done exceedingly well. Each and every one of us graduates has grown and become successful from the dedication and compassion our teachers have shown us. And on behalf of the class of 2019, I say thank you. To our parents as well, I say thank you. It's one thing to deal with teenagers while at work, but to live with them is a totally different story. I am proud to say that my classmates and I share so many stories of our own together.
Looking back, we have spent a lot of time together, whether it was in school or not. We have witnessed the crushes, the relationships, and breakups. We have been the support for others during illness and broken bones, including all 30 of Owen's, Corey's broken tibia acquired while playing Sharks and Minnows freshman year, and Michael's broken foot that was a result of Big Jack accidentally pushing him into the bleachers. But most of all, we've been there to create memories that will follow us through life. The state football game is something we will not forget about freshman year, or the series of fights that resulted in the creation of Freshman Fight Club. I'm pretty sure we all think of muffins a little differently now. Sophomore year, we became the masters of sleuth and hid the trash locker from the teachers for months, then collectively got in trouble for it when Mr. Overman opened the locker for the new student. Junior year was a blur, but we had fun sharing our lives with Charlene and trying not to let senioritis kick in. And then came our last year, senior year. We crowned our kings and queens, cheered on our teams from the front row, danced to our last piano man together, and listened to Owen serenading us during world history. And now we are here, sitting in our caps and gowns, patiently waiting to walk out those doors the very last time as a graduate of Fort Recovery High School. From this day forward, our lives will look different. We will no longer be surrounded by the familiar faces of people we grew up with and hold our childhood memories and secrets. We will no longer see Mr. Bruins walking down the hallway with a seventh cup of coffee for the day or hear him say, "All right, guys, straighten up the rows." Mrs. Armstrong won't be there to tell us that goggles are a must and aprons are up to you. And we won't get the weekend reminder from Mr. Evers to make wise choices. We are no longer the little kids that walked into school all those years ago. We are now mature and focused young adults, well, most of us, who are worried about the bills you will have to pay and not getting hit by a bus, unless you need it to pay off your student loans. We now have to learn how to adult and plan for what comes next in our lives. We all pretty much know what we want to be when we leave the school here today. But there is more to life than our career title, and to be honest, I really didn't think about that until 2 years ago. I was sitting in my FFA jacket, surrounded by a sea of blue, listening to a keynote speaker at the Ohio State FFA convention. I'm not really sure who the guy was or what exactly he was talking about, but 15 words that he said stuck out to me, and they've crossed my mind each day since. He said, "It's not about what you want to be, but who you want to be." We all have the idea of our what. Some of us are using our skills immediately upon graduation and serving our community by entering the workforce. Others are being called to serve a great nation in the military. And if you didn't fit into those two categories mentioned, that means you just couldn't get enough of school and you're going to college to educate yourself for 4, 8, or even more years, even though we all heard each other complain about how much we were done with school this year. We have our what's defined, we just need to find our who's. I know I want to be someone who uses their education to impact the lives of others. I want to be someone who gives back to people who have given me so much. I want to be somebody who has passions that extend beyond my beekeeping passion. I want to be someone who has a purpose each day rather than just going through the motions. But most of all, I want to be someone who's told that something is not possible and make it possible. So my question for all of you is, who do you want to be? If you take a good look around, our administration, teachers, and our wonderful parents have fulfilled their what's and have a pretty good grasp on their who's. They are the people who got us here today and the ones who have been our role models, whether we like to admit it or not. But beyond these important people who deserve all of our thanks, I want you to take a good look around the people here in their caps and gowns. We are your peers, the ones who always had your back, whether you thought so or not. We're the people who shared laughs with you and told you jokes. We're the people who were there for you on your good days and bad. We are the people you woke up 180 wonderful days a year to see. But today we are here awaiting a handshake and a piece of paper, which will end everything we have known in life. We may never be in the same room as one again, but it is time to move on. We did it. We made it. As we walk out of here today, we will have our handshake and our piece of paper and the rest of our lives to become the person who we want to be. Congratulations, guys, on this success.
Well, I'd certainly like to thank you both for your address to your classmates. And at this time, we would like to present some awards to both of you. Cassandra Poppelman receives her valedictorian diploma, medal, and plaque. And Kayla Leonards is the recipient of her salutatorian diploma, medal, and plaque. Congratulations.
Yeah, that was high school principal Bill Overlook.
The high school choir will now be performing two appropriate selections for today's occasion. They will be singing "You're the Inspiration" by Chicago and "History" by One Direction. Ladies and gentlemen, the FRHS choir under the direction of Miss Katie Klosterman.
Everywhere I go, always on my mind, in my heart.
And a thank you to the choir and Ms. Klosterman. And now we'd like to turn the lights down and enjoy a contribution that comes from our students. These are reflections brought to us through the 2019 senior video.
Each year they present a senior video with snapshots of each one of the seniors, starting from when they're just little ones up through the years. So while they're doing that, obviously you can't see that on the radio. Each senior will have some photos. We're going to highlight again the sponsors who are making it possible for us to be here today to bring you this Fort Recovery High School graduation for the class of 2019. We hope you're enjoying our broadcast of the Fort Recovery High School commencement for the class of 2019 today, coming to you from the Portside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Our broadcast today is being made possible by the following community-minded sponsors. That would include K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery, by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, by the Fort Recovery Insurance Agency in downtown Fort Recovery, by Fort Recovery Lumber, proud to be serving the Fort Recovery community for more than 100 years, Fort Recovery Lumber Company, by the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta, located on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banta would love to be your family's dentist, the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta. Our broadcast today of the 2019 Fort Recovery commencement is also being made possible by Eric Judy at Judy's Landscaping, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. That's Judy's Landscaping. Also, the St. Henry Bank, with locations in St. Henry and Maria Stein. The St. Henry Bank, see them for all of your financial needs. Brought to you as well by Mercer County Electric, proud to be serving area industries, businesses, and farmers with the finest in electrical service and electrical equipment, Mercer County Electric in Fort Recovery. By the Home Idea Center in Fort Recovery, Ohio, they'd like to help you remodel a room of your home. Check them out on the web at ehomeidea.com. That's ehomeidea.com for the Home Idea Center in Fort Recovery. Our broadcast today from the Portside Fieldhouse, again, the 2019 graduation ceremony for the Fort Recovery High School seniors, also being brought to you by Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Arcanum, Versailles, and also in Indiana, in Bern, Indiana, and Union City, Indiana. That's Calp Pharmacy. By Steve Bohr and his staff at Bohr's Welding and Steel, located north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. By Fort Recovery Industries. They're now hiring. They have a lot of great summer jobs for young people at Fort Recovery Industries and for anybody else who might want to work. Check out the opportunities at Fort Recovery Industries, just north of Fort Recovery on Route 49. And brought to you by your Pack-A-Sack convenience stores. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you. And in fact, there's a Fort Recovery Pack-A-Sack location to serve you, including a Subway inside Pack-A-Sack. That's Pack-A-Sack. Again, those are our sponsors who are making it possible for us to bring you this Fort Recovery High School graduation today here on PG14, J Country 101 and 105.3 FM. Once again, the senior video being shown now to the audience and to the graduates. Basically, for each student, there's a picture when they were very young and one of their graduation photos right next door to it, being shown up on the screen here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Just about ready to wrap this up. Following this will be some remarks from Superintendent Justin Fuchs, who is leaving Fort Recovery, going to another position, and also High School Principal Bill Overloom. We'll have the presentation of awards and diplomas. They'll be announcing a lot of neat scholarships that the students will be receiving here at graduation time. There's Nathan Weigel. We're almost to the end of this, and then we'll move on to the next part of the program. Fort Recovery Commencement 2019 here on WPGW, AM and FM in Portland, Indiana.
And I would also like to have a special thank you to Mrs. Horseman for all her hard work on that senior video. Thank you very much. I now introduce to you Mr. Justin Furch, Superintendent of Schools.
I've been to a number of senior graduations over the years, and I think that's the first time I've heard Toto at a graduation with Africa. It's a great selection, seniors. Good job. Members of the Distinguished Board of Education, faculty, friends, family, and to the graduating class of 2019 of Fort Recovery High School, congratulations to our 63 graduates, and good afternoon. I would like to take time to thank the parents, teachers, and staff members who have guided, molded, and shaped the class of 2019. Your role has been instrumental in preparing our graduates for the challenges of the future. Thank you for all that you do. As I reflect on my memories of the class of 2019, there are many amazing examples of success in what I call the four A's: academics, the arts, activities, and athletics. Academically, I'm extremely proud to say that we have 20 seniors involved in National Honor Society, and 43 of our 63 students are graduating with a 3.0 grade point average or higher. That's a tremendous accomplishment. In addition, the class of 2019 has earned a staggering $1.3 million in scholarship money over the next 4 years. As a school district, we focus in on the three E's: enrollment, employment, or enlistment for our students upon graduation. I can also proudly say that 44 of our 63 students of the graduating class will be attending a 2-year or 4-year university or college. 15 out of 63 will be entering the workforce, and we have 4 out of the 63 who will be entering the United States military. Congratulations, students. Artistically, we've had students in band, chorus, and drama provide performance and demonstrated their musical abilities and reflected their vast range of talents, including superior ratings at OMEA solo and ensemble competitions for band and choir, and several first-place trophies for the marching band at competitions. Activities-wise, nearly 100% of our students are involved in a variety of extracurriculars, such as FFA, Future Teachers Association, Future Business Leaders Association, Class Advisors, Student Council, and Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I would also like to congratulate the Fort Recovery High School Scholastic Bowl team for winning its first-ever Midwest Athletic Conference Championship in school history this year. In addition, they will be competing in a national competition in New Orleans because of this outstanding feat, and we're really proud as a school district that we were able to provide that opportunity for those students to go down to New Orleans, compete at a national level, but also experience the culture of New Orleans. I'm just glad it's not Mardi Gras week. So. Finally, athletically, this class has accomplished some remarkable and amazing accomplishments as well. The senior class was involved in a state championship in football, the first ever Midwest Athletic Conference Championship and District Championship in men's track and field, which they won yesterday, and the first Midwest Athletic Conference Championship in baseball. In addition, our student athletes have thrived and set numerous school records in swimming, basketball, track and field, and cross country during their careers, while also participating at the state level in swimming, cross country, track and field, football, and baseball. And now some parting words of advice to the graduating class of 2019. Graduation is a time when many contemplate their future and their purpose. It can be a both time of great excitement and also worry. Graduation day is one of those times in life that you can say all of your hard work has finally paid off. You are here for a reason, and the most important thing that you can do in life is to find, share, and live your purpose. The quest for your purpose is not a straight line. It might be filled with mystery, signs, obstacles, victories, dead ends, delays, and detours. Your job is to stay optimistic on your journey through life. It's the one thing in life that truly matters, and if you don't pursue it, everything else is meaningless. Always live a purpose-driven life. Secondly, today concludes a significant and wonderful chapter of your life. An equally significant chapter is about to begin once you walk out those hallways here in a few minutes. It could be in the military, with career, or college. Soon you'll be making decisions, solving problems, and deciding which road to travel. When you are challenged or discouraged, I hope you remember the lessons that you learned here at Fort Recovery Local Schools. I also hope you learn from the lessons that you learned at home. They will give you strength and courage. Always be courageous. And finally, never delay gratitude. Each of you have great people supporting you, believing in you, and those people are extremely proud of your accomplishments here today. Make sure you take the time to say thank you to them. It could be a parent, might be a guardian, could be a teacher, it could be an advisor, could be a coach, it could be your next door neighbor, it could be your boss. But you'd be surprised at how much a thank you goes a long way in the life of a person. So take your time this weekend at your graduation parties to go up to somebody who made a difference in your life, shake their hand, look them in the eye, and say thank you. Continue to be grateful and thankful. Today, for the last time, you are gathered in one place together. I hope you take the time to stop, relax, take a deep breath, and appreciate the moment. Take a moment to look to the person to the left of you, to the person to the right of you, or the person behind you. Put those people in your heart forever, because in a few minutes when you walk out those doors of Fort Recovery High School, forever is done. And you'll be surprised at how many people that you see today that you probably will never see again after you graduate. So I hope you guys have cherished the last 13 years as classmates, as friends, and you had a good experience here at Fort Recovery. Class of 2019, onward and upward, the sky is truly the limit. Thank you and best wishes. I would like to welcome Mr. William Overla, high school principal, to the podium to share his remarks to the senior class.
Thank you, Mr. Ferks. And we are proud of the accomplishments of the class of 2019. These students have been very successful in the classroom, co-curricular activities, and in extracurricular activities. We've already presented numerous awards to the class at the academic, band, and athletic banquets. Today, we add to that list with a number of scholarships and special awards. Presenting the awards today are Mr. Justin Ferks, Superintendent of Schools, and Mr. Greg Lefevre, President of the Board of Education. We begin with a number of special awards. Each year, we award a boys and girls athletic key based on total athletic participation. This year's boys athletic key is awarded to Braden Butch Shane. And this year's girls athletic key goes to Cassidy Martin. It is now time to award the activity key to the student who has been the most active and has shown the most leadership in clubs, organizations, sports, and extracurricular activities. A point system is used to determine the recipient of this award. The activity key is awarded to one boy and one girl in the senior class. The winner of the boys' activity key for 2019 is Clayton Pearson. The girls' activity key winner is Cassie Poppelman. For the 15th year, the Academic Booster Club is presenting its Outstanding Scholar Awards. These awards are calculated by using GPA, honors courses, ACT courses, and total courses taken. Each year, the students with the top three scores receive the award. They will also have their names appear on the plaque in the gym lobby. The three winners this year are Cassandra Poppelman, Kayla Leonards, and Noah Homan. The Academic Booster Club also gives our graduates maintaining a cumulative GPA of 3.0 thumb drives for their computers. These were awarded at graduation practice. At this time, we would like for these students to stand and be recognized for this accomplishment. Thank you. At this time, we would all students who will be receiving an honors diploma please stand? These students have met the required criteria as outlined by the State Board of Education in order to receive an academic and or career technical honors diploma. Congratulations. And Mr. Ferks had mentioned this earlier, but would all students in the National Honor Society please stand? These students have shown excellence in academics, leadership, character, and service. Let's congratulate our National Honor Society members. Thank you. And now we have an award that isn't given out every year but should not go unnoticed. It is for perfect attendance. Riley Ellenberger, please stand and be recognized. Thank you. Congratulations to all award winners. And now it is time for the scholarship portion of our commencement ceremonies. At this time, I'd like to ask Mr. Joe Bruns and Mrs. Amy Kaiser to join me on stage for the scholarship presentations.
Thank you, Mr. Overla. The FRA, through the support of our Chili Supper, we are allowing to have two scholarships this year. The first one goes to Cassandra Poppelman. And the second scholarship goes to Elijah Stommet.
Thank you, Mr. Burns. The Fort Recovery Alumni Association is another group that has been a longtime supporter of our graduating seniors as they venture out into the next part of their education. Due to the generous donations of past Fort Recovery graduates, our Alumni Association is awarding 9 scholarships this year. Students, please stand and turn around and face the crowd if your name is called. We ask that the audience please hold their applause until all the students have been recognized. The Armella J. Kemper Education Scholarship goes to Elise Gale. There are 2 Richard and Norvita Hildbold Scholarships. These recipients are Cassie Poppelman and Kayla Leonards. The Dr. Diana Myring Zitter Medical Scholarship goes to Natalie Holman. And the 5 Fort Recovery Alumni Association Scholarships go to Chloe Will, Clayton McEldowney, Clayton Pearson, Elijah Stommen, and Owen Sheridan. These students will receive their awards at the annual banquet in June. Please join me in giving these Fort Recovery Alumni Association Scholarship recipients a round of applause. The Fort Recovery Foundation and the Mercer County Civic Foundation have also contributed multiple scholarships to our seniors to further their education. Most of these scholarship recipients are hearing the good news for the very first time today. And now for the scholarship awards. Again, I ask the audience to please hold your applause until we announce all of the winners. Students being recognized, again, please stand and turn and face the crowd as your name is being read. The following awards have been given through the Fort Recovery Community Foundation. Verla Marie Gagel Helping Hand, Audrey Guggenbiller. Damon Klinke Memorial, Caden Will, Courtney Metzger, and Chloe Will. The Herb and Georgiana Myring Memorial goes to Nathan Weigel and Chloe Will. Carolyn Vaughn Memorial, Cassandra Poppelman. Dr. James Vaughn and Children, Bryce Marley. Carl and Margaret Althoff Memorial goes to Nathan Weigel and Noah Holman. The Arnold and Eugenia Beimer Scholarship goes to Elijah Stommen. Jim and Charlene Butt Memorial, Chloe Will. The David Butt Memorial, Corey Will. Josh and Eric Fortcamp Memorial, Courtney Metzger. Christian Fullenkamp Memorial, Brandon Sechrist. Robert, Alice, and Colleen Gruby Memorial Scholarship goes to Elijah Stahman. The Walter and Kathleen Himmelgarn Scholarship goes to Elena Leon. Linus and Gilletta Hills Camp Memorial goes to Courtney Metzger, Cameron Romer, and Mitchell Metzger. Henry and Agnes Lefevre Memorial goes to Kayla Lennertz. Joe Whirling Memorial goes to Cassandra Poppelman. The John and Doris Cheeseman Endowed Scholarship is Faith Collig and Audrey Guggenbiller. Mary Helen McConaughey Myring Nursing goes to Faith Collig. The Lamar Shoemaker Memorial, Elise Gale. The Howard Berry Memorial, Audrey Guggenbiller. And the Bob Freemeyer Mathematics goes to Clayton McEldowney. Let's give these four Recovery Foundation Scholarship Award winners a round of applause. And these awards go to, you guys can sit down. And these are the awards given through the Mercer County Civic Foundation. The Terry Bidlack Memorial goes to Riley Ellenberger. Virginia Frankie Myring Music, Taylor Huntsman. John and Ruth Houts goes to Clayton McEldowney. The Joe S. Myring Memorial goes to Cassie Poppelman, Natalie Holman, Brooke Garkey. Dick Stogler Cooper goes to Hannah Kanapke. Mary Alice Bruns Scholarship goes to Madison Rammel. The Paul Layfeld Agricultural Scholarship goes to Courtney Metzger. Congratulations. And our final group are a mixture of remaining local scholarship awards. The Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce Scholarship goes to Cameron Romer. The Psi Iota Xi Sorority goes to Courtney Metzger, Cameron Romer, Elise Gale, and Natalie Holman. Mercer County Dare Boosters goes to Cameron Romer and Owen Sheridan. The Med Foundation of Mercer County goes to Kayla Lennertz. Lightsoul Family Foundation, Courtney Metzger and Cameron Romer. The Coldwater KFC goes to Chloe Will. Fort Recovery Industries, Cassie Poppelman. Fort Recovery Knights of Columbus, Kayla Lennertz. The Daughters of Isabella Award goes to Chloe Will. Fort Recovery Banking Center, Second National Bank, goes to Cameron Romer and Courtney Metzger. Fort Recovery Community Club goes to Aaliyah Jenkins. Fort Recovery Ministerial Association goes to Faith Collig. The Kirsten Slarman Memorial goes to Lauren Fullenkamp and Clayton McEldowney. The Eugene and Esther Link Memorial goes to Nathan Weigel. Shane Long Memorial goes to Clayton Pearson. And the VH Cooper Cooper Farms goes to Courtney Metzger. Fort Street Car Classics goes to Brandon Sechrist. The American Red Cross Blood Drive goes to Courtney Metzger. Rachel Rue Brackman Scholarship goes to Clayton Pearson. American Legion Post 345 goes to Chloe Will and Clayton Pearson. Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club is Elise Gale. University Women's Club of Mercer County goes to Natalie Homan. And we have two educational scholarships. One is the NEDEC Minster Scholarship, which goes to Preston Hoying, and the JR Manufacturing Scholarship to Austin Sutter. And the Fort Recovery Vocational, FRHS Vocational Scholarships go to Nolan Toby, Blaine Toby, and Tyler Gower. Please join me in giving these students a round of applause. In addition to these local awards, many of our students have received scholarships from their respective universities and many other county and state organizations. The complete list of scholarship winners will be posted in the local newspapers in the coming weeks. Any individuals, families, or organizations that would like to contribute to our scholarship next year or have their scholarship announced just needs to contact us here at the school. Students, if you received a scholarship today, award letters and/or certificates have been placed underneath your chair. At this time, I would like all of the graduates in 2019 who have received a local scholarship or a scholarship from their college or university to please stand. On behalf of the graduates and their parents, I want to express my appreciation to our local foundations, as well as our community organizations, family, and individuals for their generosity, as the Fort Recovery community has contributed $80,000 to our seniors today. And as Mr. Firk stated earlier, the class of 2019 has been awarded over $1.3 million in total scholarship money. Please join me in recognizing this entire group for their achievements.
Thank you, Mrs. Kaiser. You know, we live in a great country, and I am pleased to recognize the five of our seniors who will be enlisting in the United States military after graduation. Would Dylan Cates, Jack Kanapke, Chris Canote, Braden Shane, and Derek Seifering please stand? Dylan. Thank you. Dylan, Braden, and Derek will join the ranks of the U.S. Army, Chris in the Army National Guard, and Jack in the U.S. Marine Corps. Thank you very much. And would the seniors who plan to enter the workforce after graduation please stand? Fort Recovery in Mercer County continues to be a great place to live because of our strong families and dedicated workforce. The contributions this group will make to manufacturing, agriculture, healthcare, and many other areas that will allow Fort Recovery to thrive in the future. I'd be remiss if I didn't recognize this group for their important contributions to better our community and our future. Thank you. And I would also be remiss if I did not ask all the staff from Fort Recovery Schools to please stand. It is because of their efforts and behind all of these young people that we sit here today, and I want to personally thank you. Thank you. Okay, seniors, I know what you're waiting on, and here we are. Seems like only yesterday that I stood before you as your building principal and welcomed you to your final year at Fort Recovery High School. Not only did I welcome you, but you were so gracious and welcomed me to this great place. I challenged each and every one of you to finish your journey with me along your side. I promised you that no matter what, if you do what we ask you to do, I will always be there to support you. I ask that you set priorities of family, faith, and Fort Recovery. You have done as I ask. As I look around this arena, I certainly see proud family members that are here because of you. However, I can assure you that none are more proud of you than I am today. You will always have a very special place in my heart. Your class has been a part of many great accomplishments. You're part of some great athletic endeavors, countless musical awards, as well as many academic awards. However, I am most proud of the fact that you are good and honorable young people. So it is with mixed emotions that we must say goodbye to you today. Please understand that no matter where you go or what you do, you will always be unconditionally welcome back to Fort Recovery High School. Remember that you can go 4 years to any high school and graduate, or you can graduate from Fort Recovery High School and forever be an Indian. I want to sincerely thank all the families here today for sharing you with us, and most importantly, I want to thank you, the Fort Recovery High School graduating class of 2019. As we dignify your accomplishment here this afternoon and your thoughts turn to what the next step is in your life, I am reminded of a quote from Churchill that says, "Success is not final, failure is not fatal, it's the courage to continue that counts." Using this as your compass for life, remember that you will have great times and some not so great times, but in the end it will be your perseverance that matters. Many of you will establish yourselves in other towns, cities, and even states. I certainly hope that what your parents, teachers, and community has instilled in you will help you be responsible and productive citizen that you are capable of becoming no matter where you live. However, always remember that no matter your journey in life, you will forever and always be an Indian. What brings us here today is to honor all of you that have made the sacrifice and commitment to have earned your diploma from Fort Recovery High School and begin the next chapter in your life. For many, this will be the last time that we are all together as one. And so now it is my challenge to you that you finish whatever opportunity may come your way. While your journey may take you down many paths in life, remember that we will never forget what you have accomplished here. As we depart here today and look forward to what tomorrow will bring to each of us, I would like to share something that has been passed on to me. This is the beginning of a new day. God has given me this day to use as I will. I can waste it or use it for good. What I do today is important because I am exchanging a day out of my life for it. When tomorrow comes, this day will be gone forever, leaving in its place something that I have traded. I want it to be gain, not loss, good, not evil, success, not failure, in order that I shall not forget the price I paid for it, because you see, the future is just a whole string of today's. I want to sincerely thank all the families here today for sharing you with us, and most importantly, I want to thank you again, the Fort Recovery High School graduating class of 2019. Thank you. Okay, now, I know what you want. Let's get to the part of today's program that we've all been waiting for, the awarding of diplomas. Awarding diplomas today are Mr. Justin Ferks and President of the Board of Education, Mr. Greg Lefevre. Board members Jose Fowler, Mike Gruby, Mitch Irvin, and Nick Wierkamp. School board members, Mr. Ferks, and the audience, the students who are receiving diplomas today have successfully completed the graduation requirements for Fort Recovery High School and the state of Ohio. It is my pleasure to present them to you. First row, please stand. Cassandra Lynn Poppelman. Kayla Marie Leonards. Clayton Alexander McEldowney. Audrey Regina Guggenbiller. Clayton Jerry Pearson. Reagan E. Greasup. Madison I. Arthur. Tristan Noah Breimeyer. Dylan Dean Cates. Gabriel Q. Combs. Anton Deneu. Riley K. Ellenberger. Madison R. Fortman. Michael David Fritz. Lauren Nicole Fullenkamp. Brooke Allison Garkey. Elise A. Gale. Tyler M. Gower. Hannah Michelle Heitkamp. Natalie Renee Homan. Noah Charles Homan. Preston Albert Hoying. Taylor Louise Huntsman. Aaliyah Marie Jenkins. Devin Marie Judy. Peyton Eric Judy. Faith Elizabeth Colleague. Dustin Jacob Kaiser. Spencer N. Kaup. Hannah Lee Knapke. Jack Vincent Knapke. Christopher A. Knote. Robert Thomas Lefevre. Noah M. Leonards. Elena Jeanette Leon. Bryce Emery Marley. Cassidy Marie Martin. Courtney Joanna Metzger. Mitchell J. Metzger. Brendan Andrew Odell. Jackson K. Ontrop. Lucas Michael Pettit. Taylor Ann Post. Madison Elizabeth Rammel. Cameron Lee Rickard. Joseph Linus Reisner. Cameron Michael Romer. Braden Butch Thomas Shane. Owen A. Sheridan. Cody R. Shinneberry. Derek Charles Seifring. Jason E. Seifring. Brandon N. Segrist. Elijah Jacob Stammen. Austin Michael Suter. Nolan Lee Toby. Blaine Kenneth Toby. Ross James Vogel. Nathan T. Weigel. Chloe Ann Will. Corey M. Will. Caden J. Will. Mason D. Will. Rebecca Faye Wood. Will the graduating class of 2019 please stand? And to the members of the audience, I present to you the newest alumni of Fort Recovery High School, the graduated class of 2019. You may turn your tassels. And I just want to make this announcement. After the recessional, you're invited to greet the graduates in the receiving line in the commons. The graduates will proceed out of the gym first, followed by the staff, then the parents. The rest of the audience may dismiss when the band's recessional is complete. Thank you for attending this year's 2019 commencement exercises. The vice president for the class of 2019, Audrey Guggenmiller, will now give the benediction.
Father, we thank you so much for our time here together, for all the friends we have made, for all the days of laughter and fun, and for all the times of great discovery and learning. We thank you for all who have given their energy and knowledge so that we can graduate today. Our teachers and mentors, our family and loved ones, we thank you for bringing them into our lives. As this chapter on our lives closes, a new one begins. Give us guidance as we leave here today and begin on our individual journeys. Let us remember the memories that we have made as a class, and let us carve out new memories in the future. With your love, anything is possible. Amen.
Thank you.
And with that comes the conclusion of the commencement exercise for the class of 2019 from Fort Recovery High School. I'm Rob Weaver. It's been my privilege to be here, bringing this special moment from the Fortside Fieldhouse for all you folks in the Fort Recovery area. Thanks to Danny Bracey, our studio producer, for the program this afternoon. And certainly a special thanks to all of our wonderful sponsors who made it possible for us to bring you this graduation ceremony from Fort Recovery High School, which includes your Pack-A-Sack store here in Fort Recovery, Fort Recovery Industries. Steve Vore and his staff at Vore's Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on Route 49. Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, as well as Versailles, Arcanum, and in Indiana, in Union City and Bern, Indiana. Also, Home Idea Center in Fort Recovery, they'd like to help you remodel a room of your home. The Home Idea Center, check them out on the web at ehomeidea.com. Also, Mercer County Electric, proud to be serving the farmers, industries, commercial businesses in the Fort Recovery area with the finest in electrical service and, again, electrical equipment by St. Henry Bank, located in both St. Henry and Maria Stein. By Judy's Landscaping, Mr. Eric Judy, for the finest in landscaping services. It's Judy's Landscaping just north of Fort Recovery on Route 49. Brought to you by the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna, Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. Our Fort Recovery High School graduation has also been brought to you today by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, serving our community for over 100 years, Fort Recovery Lumber, by the Fort Recovery Insurance Agency in downtown Fort Recovery, by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, and by K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. And again, that does conclude the broadcast today, the Fort Recovery High School commencement for the class of 2019. Thanks so much for listening in. Just a reminder, we'll have Jay County's graduation coming up on Sunday, June the 2nd at 2 o'clock. You can hear that broadcast again right here on the radio on June the 2nd. Congratulations to the Fort Recovery graduates. We wish them all the very best. A fine group of young people graduating from Fort Recovery here today. Good afternoon, everyone.
WPGW AM and FM, Portland.